Hi guys, I am Jacob Jansen, and I am here today with
Jonah Prokus.
Sadly, unfortunately, a terrible event has happened. Colton Bartels is still busy, so we're taking over the podcast. But seriously, prayers for him. He's going through a really busy season the past couple weeks. I got some family stuff going on, a bunch of family coming over, graduation stuff going on. So he's having the time of his life. But we're both excited to be here and very blessed. Today we're going to be talking about how we should be excited to walk and strive with Jesus. And I believe Jonah has a verse to start us off.
Yeah, so a lot of you guys will probably know this verse. It's Matthew 22:37. It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." So we kind of wanted to start off talking about this verse to just kind of show like how important it is to just love God with everything that we are, and to just be excited about this journey. And the reason why we should be excited about it is because of the gospel. Jesus took us from wherever we were, whatever mess we were, whatever we were going through, and he changed us, and he was willing to just give his life up for all of us, just so that we could have life in him and have a relationship with him. So knowing that, it causes us to be changed from the heart and to be compelled to serve him and to just come to know and love him. Because when we're on this journey with him, it's not about just doing a to-do list and just doing your Bible study and just checking it off the list, or praying a certain prayer and checking it off. It's mostly about having relationship with him and being compelled to love him, knowing what he did for each one of us, rather than just doing that to-do list. So this journey is just about relationship more than anything, and just wanting to spend more time growing and knowing somebody that means a lot to you.
Yeah, for sure. And the two biggest things about that, what you just said, that really stick out to me, if like we're talking to high schoolers right now, like a lot of different things and opinions are going to be around like you and your friend groups. But the one thing that separates Christianity from other religions is that you can have a personalized relationship with God, like your father, and he wants to have that with you. And it's super cool. And the second thing that stuck out to me is that Jesus died for us. Yeah. And he didn't even know who you were yet. So it's just super cool. And if that doesn't get you going and your heart pumped up, then I don't know what else.
Will. Yeah. Yeah, it's just pretty awesome that he was willing to do all that for us. And like, he knew that we were going to be a mess and that we were going to screw up time and time again, but he still was willing to give up his life for each one of us. So it's just super amazing that he's willing to do that. And so it really should, if that means a lot to you, you've accepted him in your life, then it really should compel you to know and love him. But one thing I do want to bring up is that this is a journey. There's not always going to be seasons where you're going to feel excited about doing this necessarily. There are some dry seasons that you go through at times. So maybe you're like, oh, I don't know why I don't feel that energy, or why I'm not excited about knowing and loving him. Well, there's just dry seasons sometimes where life is hard and it's hard to have a relationship with him and figure that out, because having a relationship with God is it can be kind of complicated sometimes and hard to navigate with all the things that are going on in our lives as high schoolers. So there are those seasons where it is hard. And it's not necessarily all just about feelings. So maybe there are seasons where you don't necessarily feel too excited about it, or you just feel like you don't have a lot of energy for it and stuff like that. But as long as you're still trusting him and just trying your best to have a relationship with him, that's what really matters a lot. Even if there's times where you don't feel like it, it's important to still keep doing those habits and just keep loving him in the mundane, because life isn't always exciting and stuff like that. But as long as we keep loving him through all the different seasons, that's what really matters.
Yeah, and that's super true. There's one verse, Job 32:18. It says, "For I am full of words, and the spirit within me compels me. Inside, I'm like bottled up wine, like new wineskins ready to burst. I must speak and find relief. I must open my lips and reply." This just kind of goes a little deeper into like how compelled like we really are, or how like we feel just because Jesus died for us. and like of God's kingdom and what he has to offer. And to get into some practicality about what Jonah just said, because a lot of that is so true. There is going to be dry seasons where it's hard to be excited or find motivation to grow in your faith and test your relationship with God. But some practicality in that is like, make sure you like to check yourself. And a good way to do that is to have community and have some Christian friends around you that like you trust and that you can grow with, and that you can like hear back from and get feedback from, and that they can ask you those hard questions. And if like you're having a hard time hearing like what God's saying to you, the best way for me to do that is just get like, make sure I'm giving God the time he deserves. And you can do that by like reading your Bible and having a set time in the day where like you do that, and it's a routine thing. And also praying as well. And devotionals are a great way to kind of read someone else's thoughts on a piece of scripture and then read some scripture, and then you might even have some prayer through that as well. So the Bible app is just a really good resource. But another thing to look at, check out our last episode. We talked about the hate for evil. This can be something that can definitely, and for me personally, like I can testify to this, when I don't like have a big enough hate for evil and sin in my life, and it makes it more tempting, and that can take away from my relationship with God and kind of like blur like our relationship. And so definitely look at that and have some prayer time and ask God to speak to you and maybe reveal something to you if you're in a dry season.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a few other things I want to kind of say about that. Another really good habit that a lot of people don't do and gets neglected is just kind of just slowing down and spending time with God. Like one of the things that I try to do is I try to like go on walks or maybe just take naps. Those can be really beneficial. But just trying to find that quiet space to just grow closer to him and just come to know him and hear him, because a lot of times he likes to speak to us in quiet spaces, and that's not necessarily going to be some like audible voice, but you can really clear your mind and just think more clearly when you're in those quiet spaces, and you're just spending time with him, just abiding in him. And that's a really, really good thing to just help you to continue to grow closer to him. And one other like key thing is just making him the priority in your life, because there's a lot of other things that you could put your attention to, and you could just put him in the margin, and he could just be another relationship. But if you really want to seek him and love him, and if you're really transformed by the gospel, it'll compel you to just want to direct your time and attention to him, to make him the main focus of your life rather than other things, and just to really, yeah, just focus on growing closer to him and coming to know him better. So.
Yeah. A lot of it, sometimes it's just going to take patience, because he might not be speaking to you right away, or you might feel like you're not hearing him rightly, or you might be wondering, like, am I on the right path? Like, you might be praying, like, God, like, stop me, like, if I'm doing something wrong. It takes patience and it takes time, and you might not hear from him directly, but just over time, like, the answer might come to you, and he'll put that thought in your head. We're going to take a quick word our sponsor, and then we're going to keep diving into it. And one more thing to add on to that last piece and what Jonah said about just finding that quiet space. I feel like for people our age and around our age, our phones can be a big distraction. So sometimes just taking like a detox day, maybe like twice a year, or just every now and then, getting away from your phone, getting away from electronics, and most importantly, social media and just other people's thoughts, or like what the world might be telling you is right and all of that. That can really help ease your mind.
Exactly. So we're going to kind of wrap up this episode with one final verse real quick. It's from Psalm 63. Verse 3 says, "Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you." So this is a love that's really just better than life itself. And so one of the things that's going to be really awesome is like, once we pass away, is heaven. So just thinking about that and focusing on that and having that right perspective really just helps you to focus on him and stuff, because there's going to be a lot of awesome things in heaven and stuff like that. just the best thing is going to be being with Jesus forever. Like, we'll literally get to be with him every day and worship with him and spend time with him and just grow closer to him. And we'll be able to be with the people that we love. And it's just going to be really awesome when we get to spend heaven with him, because his love is not just love that's in this life, but it's really just better than all of life itself, honestly.
Yeah. And that's going to be such a joyous time in eternity.
Yeah.
If you guys like want to hear more about that, we're not going to dive too much into like stories about heaven, but there's a bunch of stuff like on YouTube and people testifying about like what they've claimed to like seen or like heard in heaven, and having like past conversations with some other people. Just like the biggest thing is that like it's like one of like the happiest emotions ever. Like I don't know the verse in the Bible, but it said like the happiest like feeling you can like have on earth like doesn't even compare to like the lowest like feeling in heaven. And that's just super cool. And there's also a movie called Heaven Is Real. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have not yet.
I watched it. It was like this little kid, and he had claimed that he like saw heaven and like an angel brought him up, something like that along those lines. Not exactly sure, but just like take some time maybe and like look into those. You totally don't have to, but it's just like super cool. And it definitely gets you pumped up. It's like a pregame before like you head out into your day, just thinking about that joyous eternity.
Yeah. And some of those testimonies they're cool to see and stuff. But just remember that it's all about Jesus and stuff like that. Like maybe some people testify to having like a nice house or having your pet or something or family and stuff like that. But really the ultimate focus of heaven is Jesus, just getting to be with him and getting to know and love him, because he died so that we could have relationship with him. So if we really accept that, if that really means everything to us, then just getting to spend time with Jesus and getting to know and love him is what's going to be really awesome in heaven. So,
yeah, for sure. You got anything else to say, Jonah?
No, I think that's about everything I got. Just make sure to keep trying to make him the main focus and stuff like that. And remember that not every season is going to be easy, but still just try to keep those good habits and stuff to stay focused on him. And yeah.
Yep. Yep. I second that. It's not going to be easy, but God's going to guide you and he'll be by your side. And that's going to be easier the more you're diving into him and his word and prayer and listening for him and just giving him the time he deserves. We've been praying for you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Peace.